Ukraine called China.
Well, we're being sold out to China so fast that it's almost unbelievable, and people aren't aware of what's going on behind the scenes, but our country's being sold out. But I think most people here tonight know that already, but they're really ramping that up. That's just one issue. I can honestly say now, gentlemen, I know four people that I can attribute to death by jab that I know personally now.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I'm not kidding you, boys. I'm getting so pissed off about this. And people are starting to get pissed off. I mean, Rupert, two young guys that worked at the port. There were three people that have died in Prince Rupert here in the last 24 hours. One was an accident, but two of them were young guys working at the port. Both died from heart conditions suddenly. A friend of mine who died 3 weeks ago in Prince Rupert, autopsy was done on her, and she had massive blood clots in her legs, her arms. She also had the development of lymph nodes. This all came on suddenly. She was a healthy young lady, but went and got her third booster because she was told she needed to do that to travel. And she died. She died 6 days after the booster. Now the talk is really starting to happen in our little community here about people that are dying because people are seeing it, and it's just unbelievable. I'm so frippin' pissed off. I want to go kill these people that are doing this to us. I want to go kill them, guys. I know I shouldn't say that, but that's the way I feel right now, because this is and we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg, guys. This is going to get so bad here in the next little while that people will realize that they've been duped. What we're doing right now, my daughter, I was just talking to a gentleman before the show. I had the list of Pfizer data drop. I had it, and they took it away from me. So I've been trying to find a copy of that today. Finally, I got a copy and I give it to my daughter. We're going to print out about 500 copies of that, and we're going to hand them to everybody we know in our community and everybody listening to this tonight. I think that would be such an effective tool, because we're being censored beyond belief on the media. We can't get this information out through the media to the people. If Canadians knew about the Pfizer drops and they read the information that's there now, this isn't a couple guys standing behind A&W with their tinfoil hats on going, I think there's something wrong with these injections. This is coming right from the horse's mouth, and we're being vindicated, but it's being kept away from the public. We've got to print it out. You got to hand it to everybody you know and say, take a look at this and tell me if you want to stick this shit in your body. That's a couple of my peeves right now. You want some more? Anyways, let's watch your video there, Derek.
All right.